You've tuned into His Name Ministries podcast.
He is our waymaker.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He's California's waymaker.
Yes.
Whatever you need tonight, tonight's the night. Look to Him. Look to the waymaker. You need a breakthrough in your life? Look to the waymaker. You need a touch from God? Look to the waymaker. For California, we don't look to anything else. We look to You, Father God, the waymaker. The waymaker. We see California through Your eyes.
That is who You are.
Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Father.
That is who You are. 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 For that is who You are. For that is who You are. You are. For You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are. For You are waymaker. That is who You are. 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 That is who You are.
Kishon toda basata. Kishon toda boshata. Praise You, Jesus. We worship You, Lord. We thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise You, Father. We worship You. Kishan babasata. Kishotonamande. Shotonamasata. Praise You, Jesus. We worship You. So tada ba sike. You know, the other night, my sister, she has a television program that she has called Raise Your Voice TV. And she's had a lot of special guests on there. And she asked me, she said, "Brandon, I want you to be a part of it. So I'm going to do like a Zoom interview. I want to do a Zoom interview with you. And I want you to share about courage." And I, before I met Destiny, I had an encounter with God. I actually got caught up to heaven. I went to a class about courage. And it's taught by, now it might sound funny, but it's taught by David, King David. I talked to him, met him. And I came back, I was a whole different person. People noticed it. I didn't even tell them what happened. And I needed to make some decisions in my life. And I knew it was affecting what God called me to be, where to go. If I didn't have the courage, I wouldn't be a destiny. I would be no telling where I would be. I was in a battle. I was in a fight. I was in a relationship I shouldn't have not been in. And I made that decision. I had that encounter. I made that decision. And really, really supernatural. God's been talking to me about that with courage. He spoke to me to write a book about 2 years ago. I was in prayer. The Lord showed me to write a book about courage. What happened before you had that encounter, how you were studying about it. And then when you had it, what the Lord showed you about courage. Because I'm calling my people in this hour, us, to have courage like never before. To be bold like never before. And you talk about right now, we're living in the hour where our faith is being persecuted. People trying to say, "What are you talking about?" We got to have courage. So I wrote the book about courage. I didn't even know what to do. I wrote it. I was obedient to God. And you know, if God tells you to do something, he's the way maker. He'll make a way. Brandon don't have to make a way. You don't want Brandon making a way. So I remember I wrote the book and I didn't tell anyone. Just Destiny knew, maybe a couple of my family members. And then I have a friend of mine who's a pastor. And he was telling me about this minister. He goes, "Brandon, you need to listen to this minister. You'll like him a lot." Okay. So I finally listened to him. I'm like, "Wow, this guy, I love it. You can sense an anointing on his worship, on his preaching." That next week, this is so God. This is so the Holy Spirit. We're talking about him being our way maker. The next week, I go to Branson. I tell my family about this guy I was watching on YouTube. It's like, "Hey, he carries a strong anointing, prophetic, him being translated to China. He was there, met a prayer group, and he ended up giving his business card to this prayer group, and they contact him saying, 'Thank you for coming to China.'" He was in Florida the whole time preaching. So I was telling my grandmother about that. She's like, "Brandon, that's last days. Supernatural, we're going to have that. Jesus is coming soon. Brother Hagin prophesied that to me. The supernatural is going to leak into our natural. We're going to see angels. We're going to have the moving of the signs and wonders, the Holy Spirit." So I told her that, and I came back to California. That next week, I get a message. That guy I was watching on YouTube is in Branson to meet my grandmother. He looks up to her. So he goes to this is still the Holy Spirit, him being a way maker. He goes to the prayer meeting and he tells him who he is. And my grandma goes, "My grandson told me about you last week when he was here." So he comes to California. He messages me, "You want to have coffee?" So I go have coffee with him. The first thing I do when I see him, I'm thinking, okay, here's this guy, you know, how's it going to be, Lord? Holy Spirit, I only want to say your words. You know, this is crazy. You know, God, I'm just trusting you. So I meet him. The first thing he says to me, he goes, "Do you write books?" I said, "I wrote a book." He goes, "What are you doing with it?" I said, "I'm just trusting God." He goes, "I'm going to help you get it published." He said that I'm connected. He writes a lot of books. I'm connected with this big publishing company. I'm going to help you get it published. I'm going to connect you with my guy. This guy he connected me with does Bill Johnson's books? Does Kim Clement's books, Miles Monroe? Wow, he's our way maker. And this is what came out of me when he told me that. That's our first conversation we had. He told me that, and I said, and you can write the foreword to it. He said, I'd be honored. He goes, it's done. God, that's the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. Having courage. Living in California, you have to have courage to trust Him. Know that you are called to be here. Praise you, Jesus. God's hands on California. His hands on California. There's no other state like California where you've seen the moves of God. You've seen how God has called such a state like California, but no other state's been called like California. And you can always tell what God has his hands on because the enemy tries to go after it with everything. But the devil is a loser. We have the victory. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you want. You can stand. You can walk around, whatever you want to do. You can sit down. Praise you, Jesus. What a precious time. The anointing of God. So yeah, my sister, getting back, see, the Holy Spirit will help you get back to your story. So my sister, she said, I want you to talk about courage a little bit. So I said, okay. That day, we were everywhere. I have a one-year-old girl, like 1 year, 3 months. I don't like to say 15 months, kind of funny. I always say 1 year, and she's like, 1 year plus 3 months. Well, we were out all day. My sister's like, hey, what time can you do the interview? It was 9 o'clock California time. So 11 o'clock her time. So we get her to sleep, get her to bed. And I'm sitting there in my living room and I have my computer there and I'm ready. And she calls and I see her face there and it's my little sister, right? So I'm making her laugh before she has her professional speaking voice and all that. And we start talking, and she's like, okay, I'm going to start. So she starts her program. Hey, welcome to Raise Your Voice. My brother is going to talk about courage. Brandon, share why we need courage in this last hour. So I start just sharing a little bit about it, you know, how we can pray for courage. Paul prayed for courage. Can't pray for faith. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. But you can pray for courage. I just started sharing about that. I remember when I traveled with my grandmother, we would go to the meeting and there'd be a lot of people. And she would say, Brandon, I want you to come up and share a little something. And I would get all nervous and start shaking. Like, why'd you tell me? Warn me about this. But I'd always pray, oh, God, give me courage. Give me courage. Proverbs 28:1 says, I'm bold like as a lion. So Hannah starts her program and I start sharing about courage. And then I said this, I said, you know, all that matters, everything hangs on this. This is what I said. I said, you spending time with Jesus, you having a daily devotion to him. You're devoted and you have a devotional life to him. Every day you spend time with him. And I said, when you do that, you're going to have courage like Peter and John. It says they noticed, Acts chapter 4, verse 13, they noticed they had a boldness and they marveled to acknowledge that they've been with Jesus. So I said that. I said, you know, I said it again. Everything hangs. It's all about you and I spending time with Jesus. I kid you not, when I said that, I'm not just exaggerating or some people say evangelical preaching. I kid you not. I said, all that matters is you and I spending time with Jesus. Boom, the power of God hit me. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I just stopped talking. I just looked at Hannah. I didn't even tell her what happened. Whoa. thank God we're led by the Spirit. We're not led by our feelings. If it feels good, oh, if I feel like praying, I get my coffee. If I feel up to it, if the coffee kicks in, I have energy. No, we just do it. Go for it. But man, I'm thankful when the feelings does happen, right? When the anointing, God touches you. Man, it touched me. It hit me so hard. I just stopped talking, man. It's like the Holy Spirit was like so heavy on that. You and I spending time with him. And it's not us spending time with Jesus for his sake, but it's for our sake. It's an exchange that happens when we spend time with him. When we spend time in prayer, we're all called to have a prayer life. Why? Because Jesus had a prayer life. Everything's modeled. We modeled Jesus. What did he do? He was a man of prayer. He said, my house is a house of prayer. He got up early before the sun. He stood up all night, all the time. What was he doing? Was he preparing messages up in the mountain? No, he was praying unto his Father. He was communion. He was having fellowship with him. That's what was giving him strength. That's what was giving him courage. They said all the time there was 20 to 30, maybe more, 30,000 people around Jesus wanting a touch from him. He was so in tune with his Father. He needed that strength. He said, I don't say anything unless my Father says it. I don't do anything unless my Father does it. You and I being people of prayer, it's so vital that we hear his voice, just like Jesus heard his Father's voice. I say it all the time, almost every day. I say, Lord, Holy Spirit, I hear your voice better than I hear anyone else's. I hear your voice better than I hear my wife's voice. I hear your voice better than I hear my mother or my grandmother. I know your voice. But it's all about you and I, us having that time, us having that fellowship, that communion with him. And it's a great exchange happening when we're spending, we're not doing it for his sakes, but when we spend time with the Lord, when we come into his presence, things that maybe might hold us down, maybe something on our mind, whatever it is, the anointing of God, the power of God, that stuff is all removed. And it's John 15, it's letting God's love for us nourish us daily, that the love that I have for you might be in you, that love. And the Passion Translation, it says, let my love nourish your heart. And what happens when you let the love of God nourish your heart? Jesus says this, he makes a promise. He says, the joy that I have, you may have. And your joy might be full. He wants us to be full of joy. He wants us to be happy. But the only way we're going to tap into that joy where we're overflowing, it's like every day is a Friday. How are we going to tap into it? It's going to be us tapping into the love of Jesus. And our joy will be overflowing. You know, Jesus was anointed with joy. It says that in Hebrews. It says he hated iniquity. He loved righteousness. God anointed him with the oil of gladness. Jesus was full of joy. Jesus was so happy. He was a happy man. He was so full of joy. He wasn't in a bad mood. The little kids wanted to come be around Jesus. The disciples like told them, get lost. Jesus said, no, bring them unto me. He was full of joy. He said, be like them. Hallelujah. And I know what the Lord put on my heart for tonight. The Holy Spirit is tuning us tonight. He's tuning us to hear his voice like never before. Like an old radio dial, there might be some static and you're tuning it and you're trying to find that station. Some of you older people know what I'm talking about. Or TV, the bunny ears. You're trying to get this, get rid of the static to get find that channel. That's what's happening tonight. Tuning us that we don't have any static, but that we hear his voice like never before. Praise you, Jesus, that we hear his voice like never before. Every bit of static in California gone in Jesus' name. We love you, Jesus. I want us to pray from this, Romans chapter 8. I was reading this afternoon and this kind of just stuck out to me. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You and I, we are sons. We are daughters of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption. Aren't you thankful for that? Where we cry, Abba, Father, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Verse 19, it says this, the earnest expectation, that for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. The Passion Translation says this, verse 19, it says this, the entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. That's us. The unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. And it talks about the glory of God being upon them. What's California looking for? What are they yearning for? There's so many people out in the streets of LA. They're yearning for something. San Francisco, Marietta, Chino Hills, Ontario, Montclair. You see people walking around the streets in the middle of the day. They look lost. They're looking, they're yearning for something. And it's us rising up to this place as sons and daughters of God, that we carry the glory, that we carry the presence. Hallelujah. That's what they're yearning for. That's what they're yearning for. My wife and I, when we lived in Hollywood, we were there for 2 years. We lived right by Hollywood Boulevard. It's a very interesting place. Very interesting. And I would walk almost every day. I'd walk and talk to people, pray for guys. And I would walk and I would see people doing the craziest stuff. And this is what would come out of my spirit. I would say, Destiny, they're hungry for something. They're searching for something. They're yearning for something. And nothing's going to satisfy them but Jesus and the power and the glory of God. That's what changed my life. That's what changed my life. Sensing his love and his power and his glory. It's like, whoa, we serve a God of power. His anointing of God. The anointing, the presence of the Lord. A lot of times when I would travel with my grandmother, she would have me come up, like I said. I would get up there and I would sense the power of God. I'd be all nervous or, you know, here I am not, I'm living like a super lukewarm life. But when I travel with my grandma, I have to be all churchy, right? And then like I'm all sitting on the platform and I could sense the anointing God, the presence of God. I was like, wow, this is real. It's not just a Sunday school thing. He's everything. He's real. Power of God. That's what people are searching for. It's what they're yearning for. You see those the hip-hop musicians, they go down the streets of Melrose, and when they're there, thousands of kids running, jumping around. I see videos of it. That person's not going to give you anything. Only Jesus. But I sense in my spirit, I see this in my spirit. We're going to see that, but it's going to be for Jesus. Like those thousands of kids running after that hip-hop guy, just see him, take pictures with him. They're going to be running the streets, and they're going to be worshiping Jesus, and they're going to be getting saved, getting set free, and getting delivered. And it's not going to be one man. It's not going to be, oh, so-and-so's church. No, it's going to be Jesus. It's Jesus touching people in the streets. And he's going to use us. He's going to flow through us. We're all called to be a part of it for California, to pray, to preach the gospel. He's going to use us, and we're going to say, wow, only you, God, only you. I was with some friend of ours. They're pastors in St. Louis, very big church. And they were in California during the Jesus movement. They were a part of that. And they were completely ungodly. They got touched, got set free. God started using them. As a young man, he would have meetings. Thousands of people would come. He would preach. Healings took place. We were at lunch together. He was talking to me and Destiny. He goes, Brandon, when there's a move of God, when God's moving, he said, it's so effortless. He's like, it's like you could take someone that's never preached before, or they don't know what to do, but God will use them and impact so many people. And it's all because of him. And he told me, he said, God's moving. We're seeing things happening. But he said, we're on the brink of something that's going to be so huge, where thousands of people flooding the streets. And it's effortlessly. I believe that. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you. We say yes, Lord. People are crying out for us, for you and I, the body of Christ, to be who God's called us to be, not to be like the world, not to do what they do, but to be separate, to be holy, full of Holy Ghost, full of power, full of the anointing of God. It says that they're on tiptoe, expectation, and they're looking and they're yearning and they're crying out for the sons of God and sons and daughters of God to manifest themselves and to be who God has ordained us to be. So we say yes to that, that we will be people of glory, that we will walk in the Spirit and not the flesh. That when people see us, they'll see you. In Jesus' name, praise you, Jesus. Joy. Joy like never before. Thank you for your love, Lord, nourishing our hearts, anointing us tonight. People watching, people in the room, anointing you with joy like never before. Stop taking yourself seriously. Hallelujah. Just yield yourself to the Lord. Let him use you. Stop getting discouraged. Stop going in this merry-go-round thing. I'm discouraged. I'm happy. Just stop that. Hallelujah. That we hear your voice. Every bit of static gone. In the name of Jesus. Kisho namasande. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Kimbada sante. Clear the ways. Clear the airways. Things hindering people. Clear it up. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Lord. California for Jesus. We see California through your eyes. Such a sweet presence. I was up late one night. I was praying and I was listening to a man preaching. Destiny was asleep. I'm listening to him. He's a missionary. God uses him mightily. He's talking about some of the things he's endured, and he was sharing about him driving, and these guys pulled up next to him with guns to shoot at him, and how these amazing stories. And he's talking about him being a missionary. The Holy Spirit spoke to me so clear. He said, "Brandon, you are a missionary to California." Go, whoa. Immediately what I felt, I sensed the anointing of God, but I felt a release, like a relief. Because before that, I was always thinking, why am I in California? I mean, I travel out of California, preaching at other places, but I don't preach much in California. Why am I here? I could have a bigger house over there. And I'm just trying to think naturally minded. The Lord's like, no, I've called you for California. You're a missionary to California. I went and woke up Destiny. I said, the Lord spoke to me so clear. He said, Brandon, you're a missionary to California. That missionary, the word missionary is not in the Bible, but it comes from apostle, a sent one. So when you're a missionary, you're a sent one to that area. Amen. I know people that are sent to some crazy countries. How could they do that? Well, because God sent them there. There's an anointing on them. Some people say, how could you live in California, Brandon? I'm sent there. I'm sent to California. And the next day, we were flying out to Oklahoma City. We were flying to Oklahoma City to preach at my friend's church. And he called me. He goes, Brandon, when you come here, I want you to share about California. I said, okay. He said, I've been praying in the Spirit over this meeting, you being here, and this is what the Lord's telling me. You are a missionary to California. I said, the Lord told me that last night. He said, that's a confirmation, Brandon. Let that Holy Spirit, that's a confirmation to you. That was also encouraging to me that I'm hearing God's voice. Hearing his voice. You and I, we're gonna hear from this night forward, we're gonna hear his voice more clear than we ever have before. And he'll show you and he'll let you know that you are hearing his voice. From many ways, someone can give you a word and it's exactly what the Lord's told you. And it's just confirmation. If someone gives you a word and it doesn't mean anything, just say, okay, whatever, just let it go. But if they tell you something, wow, the Lord already told me that exact scripture, that's confirmation of you and I hearing his voice. We are led by the Spirit of God. People of prayer, us praying, it enables us to hear his voice clear, to get any of that static out, all that noise out, all that junk out. Wow, you called me for California. I'm a missionary to California. We had a powerful meeting. God really moved. But some time went, a few months after that, I would say, I was talking to Destiny and I was a little, not discouraged, but I was saying, why California? Just talking to her about it. She's like, we know God's called us. You can't be led by the natural. Just know God's called us. The Lord confirmed it to you. You're a missionary to California. So we went to a prayer meeting that day and we go and everyone there is from California. We're not in California. We're in another state. It's like, wow, okay. Everyone's there from California. And then they said, Brandon, come up here and share. So I start sharing. And I said this. I start talking a little bit. You know, God's good. And I said, you know, the Lord The Lord told me a few months ago that he's called me to be a missionary to California. When I said that, power of God hit me. I couldn't talk anymore. I stopped talking. I couldn't talk. I physically couldn't talk anymore. I probably looked awkward to people. I'm like, I just handed the mic over. I did. Talk about embarrassing. But the Lord was telling me, I've called you for California. And he hasn't just called me, he's called us. So Lord, we thank you for that. You have called us for California. A power shift in California. Souls, people giving their lives to you, Jesus, here in California like never before. Miracles, signs, and wonders like never before. Just like what you told John G. Lake, the book of Acts, the outpouring of your power and glory. We contend for that. How that you spoke to him to pray for that. Persistent prayer. We thank you, Lord, for California. California will be saved. And just like what you spoke through the prophetess Jeannie Wilkerson, that California in the last days will vote in the camp of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. We give you, God, all the glory, all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We honor you, Father. For California, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit praying through us, flowing through us. We say yes to pray in this hour like never before. Not to be discouraged, but to be encouraged. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. The devil hates prayer. He hates prayer. Prayer gets things done. Prayer shifts things in the unseen realm. You're a person of prayer, he will try to come after you. Thank God we have the authority over him. I really feel like, too, the enemy is not scared of some people's preaching. But you talk about prayer, you talk about authority, you talk about praying in the Spirit, he hates that. The body of Christ is rising up in this hour. We are rising up in Jesus' name, clothed with power, clothed with authority, the greater one flowing from us. In Jesus' name. Amen. What an awesome time of prayer, amen. Such a sweet presence. We do this prayer meeting twice a month, praying for California. And we've seen the results of that. We've seen a difference. We've seen a change since we've been praying. Nothing the enemy can try to do will prosper. But it's going to be more than us just praying twice a month. It's going to be us daily praying for California. Us contending. That's what it says in Jude. Contend. By praying in the Spirit, we contend for California and America. what God has founded our country. That's coming forth. The plans for America and California are coming forth. We say, come forth. Come forth. Holy Spirit, blow upon that. Let the fire be ignited. Let the fire be ignited. Those prayers be ignited in the name of Jesus. Let pastors be ignited. Let the prayers be ignited. Let them be encouraged. Great cloud of witnesses cheering us on for California. Amy, William Seymour. For California, we will not quit. We will contend. In Jesus' mighty name. We will keep on praying. We will keep on contending until California is into the place that you have called it, Lord. All the demonic politicians trying to pass ungodly laws, we come against it. We take authority over that. Behind closed door deals, demonic deals, we come against that in the name of Jesus. You cannot touch our children. You will not affect the education system like you think you're going to. I pray that the young kids, they won't even hear those words. The demonic inspired words will fall to the ground sterile, have no power, have no life. Young people in school crying out to you, you showing yourself strong to them. This isn't just a Sunday school God. He's everything. He's alive. He's real. And he's living on the inside of us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Pour out upon us with your power and your glory like never before in this hour. Living in California, you need to be anointed. Fresh oil, fresh fire. The darker it is, the brighter we shine. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. What a powerful time. Amen. California for Jesus. My family loves California. They have a heart for California. My grandmother has a heart for California probably more than I do, because she knows God's called California for this hour. That's why we have these prayer meetings twice a month, to pray and to make a stand and contend. Thankful for Pastor Frank, Pastor Mercy, their church, allowing us to be a part of this, to have it here. We also go here. He's also my grandpa, my grandma. Hallelujah. When I met Pastor Frank, first time I talked to him, I called him grandpa. I felt it. This is my grandpa. Amen. If you don't feel it, you better not say it. It's kind of weird, right? I felt it. It's my grandpa. I didn't naturally have my grandpa growing up. He passed away before I was living. 1987, he went to heaven. I was born in 89. But my grandmother, Dr. Billy Brim, her dad, he was alive till I was like in eighth grade. He was a great, awesome man of God. Most patient guy I've ever met. So full of love. Loved Jesus. He was the smartest guy. He had wisdom beyond. He would always say, you don't know what you're talking about as a young guy, you know. He had wisdom. Man. His wife, my grandma's mom, she was a firecracker. I don't know why I'm saying this, but she bossed my grandma around. I never thought I'd ever see that. She would tell her, no, you let Brandon grow his hair out. He doesn't need a haircut. She would tell him. I remember one time I had long hair, and I went to Israel. It was my first time. And my grandma goes, why didn't you get your hair cut? I think it's cool. And she had the bus driver in Israel take me in a tour bus to some little area in the middle of Israel by myself, me and him. He doesn't speak English. She says, "You're getting a haircut." He comes up to me. He goes, "Follow me." That's all he said. We go outside. He smokes a cigarette. It's like a real, like, he barely doesn't know English. And I get in a bus with him. He goes, "Don't worry, I'll take care of you." He takes me to some play, little village in Israel, about 20 minute drive. Everyone else is at breakfast. True story. He takes me to a barber shop, hair salon, because my grandmother told him, get him a haircut. So I, 15 year old Brandon, I walked into the salon and they looked at me like, where did he come from? And then he's with me. He talks to him in Hebrew, tells him to get me a haircut. So they got me a haircut. I came home and my great grandmother, my grandma's mom, she said, "What happened to your hair?" And I told her, I said, "Mimi told the bus driver to get me a haircut. I didn't want to." She goes, "Don't let her tell you what to do. I'll talk to her." So she told me. She told me that. I don't know why I got off on that, but I think it's funny. But I'm thankful for Pastor Frank, Pastor Mercy, and California Prayer Meeting, what God is doing here in California. I want to give this opportunity, if you want to be a part of California, if you want to give so into California, you can. You know, when you give, when you sow, you're connected to it. You might say, I want to go to California, I just never can go, I really want to. But when you sow, when you give, it connects you to California. It connects you what God is doing here at these prayer meetings. So we want to give you that opportunity. If you want to sow, be a part of the California prayer meeting, give, you can raise your hand. We'll have my brother-in-law will pass out envelopes. I love this scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. It says this: each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. It's not something you just think about. You decide in your heart, the Holy Spirit, you talking to the Holy Spirit, should I give this offering or should I not give? If I do, what should I sow tonight? Your money, the offering is not just going to California prayer meeting, us streaming it, paying the people. It's not just going to that. It's most importantly, it's going up to God. You sow unto the Lord. Me and my wife, Destiny, we've been sowing and been giving a lot lately. And every time, she'll say, "Brandon, I'm ready, let's sow." She'll say that. I want to give. I said, "Hold on. Give me a few minutes. I'll pray." And then I like to take it serious. I'll go, "Okay, what are we going to sow?" She'll say, "This amount." I said, "Are you sure? That's a lot." "No, but I know it's the Lord." And then I say, "Lord, we sow it into this ministry, but most importantly, I give it unto you. Without you, wouldn't have anything. And I sow unto you." Purpose in your heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion. You should never feel like you have to give, or if you don't, that's not of God. I've been in services where they like that, and I sit there and just, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to be under compulsion. The Lord speaks to me and tells me I will. Not to be under compulsion, or for God loves a cheerful giver that's expectant. That's not you just get sowing your money and forgetting about it and say, "Oh, go there goes my 20 bucks, or there goes part of my house payment." Man, no. It's a cheerful, expectant giver. I get to sow. I get to be a part of the California prayer meeting. And God's going to bless me. God sees me. He loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8, "And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, as we sow, as we be people that give, he will bless us abundantly. We will have all that we need. And it says this, you will abound in every good work. What God has called you to do, you will abound in everything you touch. Everything that God has put on your heart, you will abound. You will be a blessing. I hope so. That sounds like it's too good to be true. No, that's the Bible. That's what the Word of God says. We go by the Word of God. You know, Cornelius, he was a man of prayer. He prayed and he gave. And the Lord sends an angel and says this, your prayers have come up before the Lord. So we know prayers don't just stay here. They go up before the Lord. Angels, I believe angels right now, we release angels to go forth and cause California to be in a place that God's called California to be. People to be wakened up. Our prayers go forth. Angels go forth. And also your giving goes up before God. Because the angel, the Lord says, Cornelius, your giving and your prayers have come up before God. So it goes up to the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you're watching online, there's many ways you can give. There's a text to give. We have a number. Give on our website. You can sow, be a part. Also on our website, you can give, and it'll be a blessing. Hallelujah. You can bring her up here, Des. Praise you, Jesus. Talk about hearing God's voice, getting the static out. With Saint, before we had Saint, we were really trusting God, believing God, sowing, giving. The Lord spoke to me. I said, Destiny, the Lord said, when we have this baby, we're going to enter another level of blessing. When we did, and I told Destiny, and when we had her, we entered another level of blessing. We're hearing God's voice. She has a leaf. Are you going to bless the people with the leaf? Say Jesus. Say light. Say Holy Spirit. Say Dada. Amen. She's a blessing. The Lord put on my heart to name her Saint, separated unto the Lord. My grandmother at first goes, I don't know, Brandon, that's a different name. And she called me after she was born, and she said, you named her right. Amen. She loves the lights. So if you have your offering, you can raise up to the Lord. Lord, I thank you for the people as a purpose in their heart to sow, to give. Thank you, Father God, for them being here, to being a part, them watching online. I speak forth a blessing over them. They are the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. That you anoint them, that their cup overflows. As they sow into you, as they sow into California, prayer meeting. California is raising up. California is waking up. And we thank you, Lord. We give you, God, all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. We thank you, Lord, for your angels watching over us, protecting us. Your blood covers us, protects us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No sickness can stay in our house. No disease can stay in our house. No lack can stay in our house. No depression, anxiety can stay. Removed and gone in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. You can give here in the, you can go up to the buckets and drop it in there. And thank you so much for being a part of the California prayer meeting. Such a sweet presence, such an anointing of God. And my wife's going to say something. Amen.
On our YouTube channel, you can go back and watch every prayer service that we've had. We put them all on YouTube and on our podcast. So you can go back and you can hook up again with our prayers. And these ones will be on YouTube as well this coming week. But in June, we are actually going to be having our California prayer meeting in Branson, Missouri. We're going to be with his grandma. She wanted to do it because we're going to go visit his family in June. So she wants to do one there. So that's going to be exciting. So we'll have to be tuning in from California. But, and then we'll be back in July, though, here.
Amen. Thank you for being here. Pray you were blessed. Thank you for watching. Let people know to watch. Hit that share button. Also, let us know where you're watching from. We like to see that. And on Mondays, we do a, it's called Dedicating the Week on Facebook, 8:15 Pacific Standard Time. We do like a live stream Bible study. It's been amazing. We have a lot of people watch and be a part. And the Lord put on my heart to have that, not for me up there preaching and stuff, but I always, every morning I get my devotion out and pray and I read and look, and the Lord's like, you should do this once a week. All of us together, just having that devotion, that time with the Lord. Hallelujah. I heard Billy Graham, he said this. He said 93% of Christians today don't have a devotional life. A devoted life daily. He said, without me having that, I would not be successful in ministry. Amen. So I was just saying, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you. I'm breathing. Use me. Speak through me. Flow through me. Take my place seated with you. So thank you so much for being a part of California Prayer Meeting. Pray you're blessed. And we will see you next time.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.